I think it was a matter too that Joe Smith gave a few guys like young Kieran Treadwell in the second row, back row, Rory Loughlin, their first caps, you know. And whenever young boys come in, it's difficult at times just to keep the momentum going. As you said, the Japan scored a few late tries, but by that stage the damage had been done. I think the good thing from the Ireland point of view, mate, is that Japan are in the same group as Ireland in the World Cup in 2019, of course, being held in Japan. And psychologically, they get two good victories because everybody remembers the Japanese sort of made the World Cup with that magnificent victory over South Africa in Cardiff. At that time, and when the World Cup was here in 2015, but I think it was a very comprehensive result. I mean, he's scoring seven tries. Keith Ayre just having an absolute honeymoon himself. I mean, he's running on tries all over the place. In fact, he broke the record of Dennis Hickey, where he scored more tries in a season. Jack Conan again at number eight. I mean, this guy we talked about before, another two tries. Because of it was very difficult to get any on the match. I managed to pick up the highlights of it on an iPad, but I mean, because there wasn't none of the either BBC, ITV in them or RTE were showing the game. But he looked again to have had a very good performance. Dan Leamy, the young Leinster wing forward, he got two tries as well. And Gary Ringrose, who won. Paddy Jackson, he'd six out of six. He went off with bruised ribs a bit, apparently, and so did Keith Ayres. But reading what Joe Smith said, it was a precautionary. But, you know, that's a pretty comprehensive result out against Japan, who at times have given teams a lot of trouble. And for this young Irish team, you know, to beat USA so comprehensively, running seven tries in that game, they'll certainly be looking forward to next Saturday. And, you know, another good result like that there will send them off in a few weeks' break in good spirits. But again, it's great to see that despite the number of players that are with the Lions from Ireland, that, you know, Joe Smith still has a young panel capable of running in the scores. And let's start right off Japan. You know, they are a team that have given people a lot of difficulty. They are ranked 11th in the world. So they're, you know, they're not just there for the taking.
Yeah, I suppose that's the big plus for Joe Smith, is the fact that he's been able to blend new players into the squad that wouldn't probably get a chance otherwise.
Well, I mean, also it's important that the likes of Keane Healy and Devon Toner there, Reece Rullock will be delighted with his first time to captain Ireland and having two results on the go, you know. As I said, it's good to see Big Treadwell, the big Ulster second row, who really has come on leaps and bounds this year with Ulster, and young Rory Loughlin, the two Scammell brothers, and others have a pair of brothers, I think it's a seventh or the eighth that have turned out for Ireland. So great to see that, and certainly, you know, it shows the strength and depth, and it's going to make competition even more difficult for all the players. But I mean, coming into the World Cup in 2019, Smith needs as many players as he can, because we know what can happen with injuries, and we also know what happened in the last World Cup in 2015. Unfortunately, things, when it reached the quarter final stages, things didn't work out, and he'll be hoping this time, if they reach the knockout stages, that that won't be another Argentina.
Well, yeah, it's important that you have the backup, and I suppose we've seen that with the Lions, and I suppose in any game now, because people don't normally last 80 minutes, and impact subs are a vital component of games nowadays.
Well, it seems to be now, especially in the front row from props point of view, that you train for 50 minutes and then the other boys come on for 30, and a lot of the old stagers, the McBrides and all people like that, they're always thinking, why can you not play the 80 minutes unless you're injured? But this is the modern day of professionalism. It's a 23-man team, really. You have your 15 who start, and then your 8 backup players. And I suppose it means that the physicality of the game, there's nothing that slackens, especially, you know, even in that last 20 minutes when your players coming on fresh. But then again, it's all about the squads. It's all about, as I said, it's all about professionalism, and that's what it brings. You know that everybody that comes on the pitch should be aware of what the game plan is, and that's one of the things that Smith has certainly brought to the Irish team. Players coming into the squad and players coming on the pitch at key moments in the game. Examples being last year in South Africa and also against Australia and New Zealand in the autumn series. They know exactly what they have to do, and that's very, very important, because many times we remember Ireland played with a lot of enthusiasm, but there wasn't a lot of organisation at times.
That's true. So you're impressed by the whole concept, the whole Irish team, I suppose, and I give them an idea as to how to play the system as well.
Well, that's it. You know, you had Mark Marmion and Paddy Jackson at halfback, and then you had Gary Ringrose in the centre along with young Scannell, Keith Ayres in the wing. You know, so you had a mixture of experience and the youth, and that's very, very important that they can do that, you know. And I think it's just when you're talking about that there, Miles, I think it would be remiss not to say about Scotland's fantastic performance beating Australia. Gregor Townsend has had the road running, and it looks as if he might do for Scotland what he did for Glasgow. But it's great to see. I mean, I think every rugby supporter are delighted that Scotland won that game, because we all know what happened 2 years ago when a referee indecision destroyed the Scottish whole nation almost, and otherwise they would have been in the semi-final of the World Cup.
Just before we touch on the Lions, just need to mention that Donna Kelly, who is running in second position in the Jewel Donegal International Rally, that he has withdrawn from the Jewel Donegal International Rally following a puncture on the penultimate stage, which is the Atlantic Drive. The car hit the bank and has suffered too much damage to continue. So that's a disappointment, because everybody building up for the last stage down in Glen, but Donna Kelly has withdrawn. But anyway, let's turn our attention to the Lions, the British and Irish Lions. How do you think they are playing in general against New Zealand teams up to now?
It was difficult, Miles. You know, we up until this, as I say, the Crusaders was result was 12-3. But the one aspect that I find difficult in this tour, and is because every other tour, you know, when you've been watching, I mean, the Lions have always been able to run on a lot of tries against the provincial sides. But of course, we all know that the standard in New Zealand is very good. That result against the Crusaders certainly gave them a lot of confidence. But then, of course, during the week, again, they lost out narrowly through undiscipline, giving away a lot of penalties. Gatlin seemed to be really overboard about the game yesterday. I watched that game against the Murrays, and it was to be the fourth test. But I think, to be quite honest, it wasn't as strong a Murray team as I thought it would have been. They just, well, maybe the Lions just were too physical for them. But, you know, it's interesting to watch. I watched on Friday morning, I watched New Zealand play Samoa. And Samoa, for the first 20 minutes, were absolutely superb. And it was nil all. But, I mean, then, of course, there was 30-odd points at half-time. But in the second half, the clinical finishing of the All Blacks gave them a sniff of an opportunity from 70, 80, 90 metres. And, you know, it's going to be a different game come Saturday. But who knows? At this moment in time, it looks as if Gatland has sort of more or less made it plain that most of the boys that played yesterday are going to be in the team, which is a very interesting one from Sam Warburton's point of view, because I don't even think Sam Warburton should have been on the tour. He certainly has done nothing to do it. And at this moment in time, one would have to say that Peter O'Mahony will be captaining the Lions next Saturday, and if not, it would be a travesty of justice, because he was absolutely superb yesterday. He, along with Philitau and Sean O'Brien, for me, would make up the back row. They talk about putting Warburton on the bench. That would be an insult to somebody like Justin Tipperick, who for some reason doesn't seem to fit, even though he's a Welshman. He never seems to be in Gatland's teams, but any time you watch him playing, he's the all-round player. CJ Stander, it just hasn't gone for him. His driving forward or his physicality just hasn't worked completely. But, you know, his time will come, because there will be injuries. But it looks as if, you know, Gatland has gone for the front five. That's the ones he's going to play. Mr. George from England, he seems to have come out of, he was quite a good player with Saracens, but I just feel that Gatland has fancied him. I feel sorry for Best, who went out there probably thinking he was in a good position, but to be honest with you, Miles, I always say to certain people, you know, at times, sometimes the first test match isn't a bad one to miss, because who knows what can happen.
Well, that's true. There are three, and as you say, you know, injuries, and there's sure to be injuries. And then you talked about the bench, the eight people on the bench. That's an opportunity as well to come on and show your ability. But do you think, for example, that Peter O'Mahony will be captain? What's the chances of Alan Wynne-Jones of Wales, the second row, being captain perhaps?
Well, he will obviously, I suppose, if he's selected. But honestly, Miles, I mean, he's not even selected for the Tuesday game. And nice to see Rory Best captain on Tuesday, and four other Irishmen on the team. Ian Henderson, who has come on leaps and bounds and who had a very, very good game last Tuesday, he's in the second row with Courtney Laws. CJ Standers at number 8, and then we have an All-Ireland partnership in Gary Ringrose, Henshaw and Jared Payne. Henshaw, you know, has gone backwards as well. He seemed to be losing out as well, going back. But again, a good display on Tuesday. Might not get him onto the team, but may get him onto the bench, and that's what you really want. And I think Henderson, if he puts in another very, very good performance, could maybe edge himself onto the bench, Miles, because the great thing that Ian Henderson has, he can play anywhere in the back five. And that actually, when you pick somebody like that, that's like picking two players to sit on the bench. So who knows what could happen. But I hope Best has a good game as well, and hopefully maybe would make his way onto the bench. But it's a great opportunity for these guys, because they probably think, well, we're not really in the reckoning for the first test, but let's hold our hands open and make it very, very difficult for Gatlin. The other thing we should mention as well is that this South Half thing has been talked about left, right and centre. Johnny Sexton, let's face it, 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't have seen him, the player he was. But all of a sudden, he came on that time. Bigger was injured, and he played superbly well, as he did on Saturday. A lot depends. Well, if Farrell's fit, a lot of the pundits think that he should possibly play at out half. I think Sexton will play. I think Farrell has to play as well, probably in the centre, along with maybe Teo, who has made a great impression. The other thing is that I think Lee Halpiney, now that unfortunately Hogg had that horrendous injury in the last game, I think Halpiney has to play because of his kicking miles, you know, because, I mean, you know, in a series like this, you've got to put over the points every time you get a chance. And Halpiney is still a very secure player, but who knows? It'll be very, very interesting to see what happens. But of course, I mean, after the result or before the result of that particular thing, as you well know, there's been more controversy about Mr. Gatlin again on selections.
Yeah, he's a controversial guy, but maybe that's the way it is when you're a selector and indeed manager of the British and Irish Lions. It's going to be hard to get them all. Everybody's not going to be happy with, no matter what selection he has.
No, but I think Miles, to be honest with you, I mean, my honest opinion is that he has. But then again, you know, he doesn't have the ethos of a British or an Irish Lion. The guys that we think of way back, the Ronnie Dawsons and people in the 60s and the Bill Mulcahy's and the McBrides and all who wore the Lions shirt with such pride. I mean, he's devalued the shirt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, bringing in those four Welsh guys who nobody has heard about, some of them are only second-rate players. They see the hooker. I mean, why was he selected? I don't care how bad Dylan Hartley was and what his track record was, but Dylan Hartley has been exemplary in the last year playing for England. You know, he's unlucky not to be selected originally. How does he feel? Joe Lounsbury, the second row, who has been probably the outstanding player in the Six Nations, but didn't get. You take the Gray brothers, who most people thought might have had an opportunity. You know, there's so many. Gary Ringrose in the centre, for instance. I mean, was he not good enough to be in standby? It's not often I would agree with Eddie Jones, but I agree with him that you don't pick on geography, you pick on ability. And as the watched the England game last night against Argentina, which was again another cracker, but as Jeremy Guskett said, he had made his mind up almost a week ago that he was going to bring in five replacements. There was absolutely no reason why those replacements couldn't have been flown in from Ireland and England.
Well, he should have. He knew that he was going to do this until he kind of really flagged it, or it was flagged, and it was flagged by the All Black manager as well. So he really should have had the situation in hand and in place where people could travel, because, as you say, it's not a big deal to travel nowadays.
No, it's not nice, but you know those four Welsh guys that are now walking around with a Lions blazer on and the tracksuit. All right, and they're all on the bench as well. Now, I have to say that the Scottish out half, Russell, I mean, he probably was a bit unlucky maybe not to get originally. I would have no worries about him. But Alan Dale, the prop forward, he's not even good enough to play for Scotland in the Six Nations last year, apart from two or three injuries. I pose a question. How does Cian Healy feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Cian Healy was probably very, very unlucky not to get it in that tour. You know, and the thing was that from his point of view, if you remember, he went on the last tour to Australia in 2013, and he'd had that horrendous memory. He went over in his ankle, I think, the second game. So he's never really had the opportunity to prove. And I mean, I would have found it very difficult that Kane Healy wouldn't go. I could go through quite a lot of the players, Miles. I do feel really bad about it. You know, I haven't seen too much written about it, but I'm sure there'll be a lot. Mr. Neil Francis might be very interested in reading the Independent tomorrow, because he's not usually behind the wall when it comes to criticism. But I mean, you know, I think Gavin, he can say what he wants, but you don't hand out Lions blazers and Lions ties to just anybody, because there's so many very, very good internationals from the four home unions who have just missed out in selection. And I'm sure if you ask them what was the one thing they regretted, or what was the one thing that they'd have loved to have had, they would have said a Lions blazer. And that's why I think that Gatlin has really... it didn't help his cause, Miles, by four Welshmen. Mm-hmm. And three of them who are on the Wales C squad. So, like, that really does take it down to quite a depth.
It does. You mentioned props there, and you mentioned Keane Healy, but do you think the Irish props out there, McGrath and Furlan, will make the Lions team?
Furlan will walk into the team. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Jack McGrath, actually, Jack McGrath would certainly be there, because Vinopola, as in some of the games, has been absolutely tremendous. Probably maybe not the greatest scrummager in the world, but I mean, against the All Blacks, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. But his strength in the loose. Having said that, Jack McGrath has not let himself down. His scrummaging is superb. He's good in the loose. He's won turnover ball. He's good with ball and hands. I don't think there's any doubt. I'd be very disappointed if Jack McGrath isn't on the bench, Miles, to come on. I really do. But Tadhg Furlan has just, he's just, before he went on the tour, people were saying, but he's proven how good he is. It's all round ability, you know, with ball and hands, his tackle count and everything else. No. If you were asking me how many Irish guys would be on the team, well, Furlan will certainly be the team. O'Brien, unless there's an injustice, Peter O'Mahony, for me, has got a cap on the side. I mean, and I would be absolutely delighted for Peter O'Mahony, because, you know, just thinking before we came on air, that fate at times can deal you a very rough hand, but it can also deal you a very good hand. Just think about it, Miles. Had the Irish number 8, sorry, that got injured.
Jamie Haislip.
Had Jamie Haislip not got injured 10 minutes before Ireland took the field at the Aviva, would Peter O'Mahony even been on the tour?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, and the answer is no.
Because at that stage he wasn't even in the Irish team, and I suppose it's no harm giving Joe Smith a wee dig to say that he doesn't get everything right, but I'm sure he'll be delighted, and I would love to see Peter O'Mahony I'll be very surprised if he doesn't lead the British and Irish Lions out next Saturday, the first test, because nobody deserves it more than him, because he's had a rough year, you know, because of what's happened and Munster Rugby, and it would be great to see him. And the other wee statistic I think is worth watching or saying is that Rory Best will be captain on Tuesday. He was also captain back in Australia in 2013, even though he was sort of passed over. He did captain the second game. So he now becomes, along with Paul O'Connell, the two Irishmen who have captained Lions teams on tours.
Yeah, it's a great honour for him and well deserved. It'd be very sad if he had been passed over and didn't captain the team, because, you know, there has been a number of captain this season, and he definitely deserved it over his performances for Ireland and indeed since he went out there.
Oh yeah, I mean O'Mahony, as I say, and Sean O'Brien. I mean, I'm delighted for Sean O'Brien, because he again, sir, in 2013. I remember when we were going out to that tour, we stopped off in Dubai, and we were chatting to this couple, and it turned out it was his Sean O'Brien's dad and his mum, and you know, they were flying out, but they'd already booked their flights now. But unfortunately, if you're in the midweek game, Sean wrecked his ankle. And he was nearly on his way back home, and they were on their way back out, but he stayed on. But, you know, so it's great to see him now get that opportunity, because since then he's had a lot of injuries. He's come back strongly. I mean, he knows that Warburton sort of, for some reason, I don't know why he was picked as captain and then, in the first place. But, I mean, him and O'Mahony, I think, and Faletau are the three back row players who really, you think. It wouldn't surprise me if Gavin put Warburton on the bench, which might be disappointing, but still, I suppose. As I say, there's Justin Tipperick, and Henderson may make the bench, but I mean, it's just, you would like to think that he would be picking the players that were justified. Had John Warburton played well, one wouldn't have said anything about it, but on that last Tuesday in that game, he played for an hour and really, he didn't really look all that great. So, you know, he did sort of, to be fair to him, he did say that he didn't think he should have been a captain on the team. And the one thing he asked me about Wyn Jones, possibly, who a lot of people thought maybe would have made, who could have been captain. But isn't it strange, you know, a lot of people thought maybe Bess would have been captain, and yet it turns out that probably neither of the three of them will be playing in the first test.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing.